Welcome back to season 6 of Travel Stories Podcast. Yes, we're still on season 6, where we are no longer following. Do I still have to say this? No longer following me around every country in mainland Europe on the motorcycle because I've done it? Do I still have to say that? Yeah, we're still on season 6. If you are in, let me think here. If you're in Jakarta, Indonesia, and you are eating some durian, then I don't know. It tastes all right. It just doesn't smell very good. Anyway, if you are in Chinatown, Philadelphia. Philadelphia? Is that what I mean? Philadelphia? Yeah, that's a city, isn't it? Yeah, I was there. In fact, I was in Chinatown, Philadelphia. That's why it's in my head. There you go. Why do I always say places? No, I always say places I've been, so let's not. Okay, let's go with if you're in Bogota, Colombia. Panicked for a bit. Is it in Colombia? Panicked for a bit then. If you're in Bogota, Colombia, you're walking down the street, you go into your Airbnb, you haven't been there yet, and you're just thinking, I hope it's, I mean, the pictures look nice, but, you know, kind of, on the one hand, I don't really care what it's like, as long as it's got a bed, you know what I mean? I'm easy. I don't mind where I sleep. I stay in a hostel, but they're all full. I don't mind where, but the pictures do look nice. It would be nice if it was nice, you know, that'd be kind of cool, because I'm paying quite a bit for it, you know what I mean? Good $20 or something. And that's more than I usually spend. You know what I mean? So I want it to be, if you're thinking all that, then imagine if you are, then I would invite you to join me. I'm in the same place as I was a mere fortnight ago. I can't even say fortnight. A mere fortnight ago. I'm at my Ma's place. I'm back at my Ma's. It's good. It's nice. It's cozy. There's two cats here. They're asleep now, so they're not going to be doing weird stuff. So I'm here and yeah, I've been gone for a week. Sorry about that. I kind of came back to the country and then I was seeing everyone, visiting everyone, doing all that stuff. And then straight back on the brush. You know what I mean? Straight back on. I'm a tradesman at heart. See, my brother's a painter. And he's like, oh, you want to pop back on the brush? And also my mum's got a new premises, a new unit. I said premises the other day and someone laughed at me. A new premises, a new unit where she's doing her rock school. So we need to paint that. And now we are. So there you go. Back at that. All that to say, I'm back on the brush. So I've been doing, I'm covered in paint right now. So I've been doing a lot of painting, a lot of man work. You know what I mean? And I've just realized, well, I always knew, but I realized a bit more. That doesn't make any sense. That I need to stretch a lot more. I still haven't incorporated it into daily life. I really need to do that, you know? Because I'm like, you know, on my knees painting a skirt and then I just kind of stand up. I have to make a noise. I'm at that, not at that age, but I'm at that non-stretchy level. There's a word for that. Where I have to make a noise where I stand up, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, there you go. Oh, there. All of that, just to, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm going to make a bit of an effort, right? For once, to not say, know what I mean, or you know, or do you know what I mean? Any of that. I'll just try and assume that you understand what I mean. It's better than saying, it really is. So, you know what I mean? Oh, did he mean to do that? Did he not? Is he just trying to pass it off like he meant to do that because it immediately came out when he said he wouldn't? Could be one of those things. Anyway, today's episode, as you know from the title, is I haven't had any caffeine today. That's not the episode. I haven't had any caffeine. No, wait, did I? I had a coffee like way early in the morning. Right now it's like 6:15 PM. So I'm not caffeinated anymore. Turns out I'm just like this. Is that better? I don't know if that's better or not, but there you go. Anyway, so today's episode, as I previously started that sentence, what can I speak today, is now, that's what I call Travel Music Volume 2. I think I'll call it Listener Edition or something like that. Or you've already read what I decided to call it in the future, in my future, which is obviously now your past. So I think Listener Edition, because then it sounds like Street Fighter, you know, they had Challenger Edition and Turbo Edition. Anyway. 90s video games, man. So now we're going to talk about, because I've got quite a few, messages from you guys, because I asked you, what is some good travel music? And I tell you what, there's like one of these that I've heard before. The rest I have not. So how cool is that? I'm excited. I haven't heard these yet. I haven't listened to them yet. I'm going to listen to them the same time as you do. The thing that sucks is that I can only, well, Yeah, I'll qualify at the end, but I can only play like 15 seconds of it. Otherwise, it's all copyright and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But I say that, but that's like obviously not true. Obviously, I can't play any of it. Like, that's actually the law. But an urban legend that you can play 15 seconds worth of music and you're fine. It's like, yeah, 15 seconds, that's free. It doesn't make any sense, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm still sticking to the 15 seconds. You know what I mean? Oh, I said it again. It's like when you're walking on the pavement and you know you can stand on the cracks and you know it's fine, but you still don't, just in case. So that's what we're dealing with, right? So 15 seconds. I did it last time with Travel Music Volume 1. I think I did like 5. I thought that's about 15, but it was like 5 seconds. So it will actually be 15 now. And I'll try, and what I'll do is I'll try and like get to the kind of good part of the song, is the wrong way to say it. Why hasn't he got to the music yet? I'll try and get to the good part of the song and play that 15 seconds. You know what I mean? Oh, I've said it again. Oh, this is going to be difficult. This is... Okay. It's good to have challenges, man. Can you hear my beard? That's my beard, though. It's rather lengthy. It's rather intense right now. Anyway. So, let's get onto it. I feel like there should be some sort of transition, but there ain't. Let's get into it. This first one, I'll just increase the energy. This first one is from A Gladwig. I can't remember if that's A G Ladwig or A Gladwig. I can't remember. I think it's A G Ladwig. Pretty sure. Sorry. She says, that's from memory and hope. She says, you have probably heard this song, but just in case, I must send it your way as it reminds me of you. How nice is that? Oh, I hope it's a good song now. This is Suit and Jacket. Immediately, it doesn't evoke kind of an image of me, if you don't mind me putting that out there. Suit and Jacket by Judah and the Lion, and it goes a little something like this. I ain't trading my youth for no suit and jacket. I prejudged it and I was wrong. Amazing. Suit and Jacket. I ain't trading my youth for no suit and jacket. That's awesome. Man, I tell you what, I'm going to listen probably the whole album of that. That sounds really cool. I'm well up for that. So thank you very much for that submission. That's really, really cool. Genuinely going to listen. I'm like, if I don't like a song, I'm going to say, by the way, like, I genuinely like that. That is really cool. So thank you. This next one, hey, we're getting through them, eh? This is going to take a lot of editing, man. Even though when you're hearing this, it's already edited. But like, just to show you, just to be transparent, what I'm doing is I'm saying, here it is. And then I'm just putting, because I'm recording onto my phone, onto a mic, into the phone. I'm putting my phone down, going onto the computer, searching for it, listening to it. And then picking the phone up and going, yeah, and then talking about it, you know. And oh, I said it again. And this, I need some type of forfeit when I say, you know. And you know what I mean? Oh, how did that slip out? This is difficult, man. Okay, I need some sort of forfeit. You guys, think for me a forfeit, please, and I'll do it. Okay, what was I even saying? Yeah, and then I'm picking up the phone and saying, yeah, that's what it's like. But then what I'm going to have to do afterwards is I'm going to have to cut all that silence, put the song in, and then it's really not that much. It's not that bad. Anyway, so this next one is from Kaisel. That's K-A-I. Why have I gotten dyslexic today? K-A-I-S-L-E. Kaisel. See, I said Kyle initially, because K and aisle, like of a supermarket. Kyle, makes sense. Kaisel. _ Sure. Sorry. They say. I've gone with they. I've typed these out, so I don't have genders. Why do I even say they say, or she says, or he says? That's implied, surely. So I'll just leave a pause and then you know that I'm them. Right. The pause is weird. Brant Bjork, his album Tower of the Devil was playing when I was getting my latest ink. The moment I hear it, I'm transported back there. The magic of music, eh? Let's have a listen to Brant Bjork. See, given an album, but I don't know what songs are best. So what I'll do is I'll go on Apple Music and it's not the best way to do it, I admit, but I'll have them tell me like the starred songs. You know what I mean? I stopped myself. I stopped myself. Did you hear it? I stopped myself. It's getting better. I have a problem. So I'm going to see what the starred ones are and listen to that. So in fact, no, I need to say the title of it, don't I? So, okay. All right. I'm going to search. Oh, I've forgotten what it was already. Tower of the Devil by Brent Bjork. That was it. Let's give this a little type in. Why are you still recording? Why don't you just pause it, then come back? Because I'm already typing. Brent Bjork. There we go. Tower of the Devil. Here we are. Apparently, the one I'm supposed to listen to, says Apple Music, is, other music players are available, is Biker Number 2. Already loving it. Let's give it a go. Out on the street there's a twinkle, rolled past to catch a train. No, when you know he got it. Yes, man. Yes. That's cool because it sounds so 70s. It sounds so 70s. If I'd have said that song was written and recorded in 1976, you'd go, okay, why are you telling me this? But it was, well, so Apple Music says, I might be wrong here, but it said it was released in 2016. Is that right? Looking at the other albums, that seems like it's right. Yeah, there you go. There you go. So yeah, I've been thinking about doing that for a while, actually, like recording bands, but in like an old school, not necessarily an old school fashion, like using tape and stuff like that, and, you know, natural reverb from like a hallway and stuff, but like doing it and making it sound really 60s or really 70s. I can 80s is easy. I can do that. But doing that and then, yeah, having it really 80s sounding or 70s sounding, that'd be cool. But someone's beat me to it. I'm already doing it. And the image on the album cover has a marijuana plant on the front. These are rule breakers. They're bad guys. Right. This next one is from Abby_cow. My favorite. I'm not going to say she says either. My favorite ever travel song ever is Wide Open Space by Man's Son, as in Man and the Sun. With like the light that brightens our world. First time I ever took a bike out by myself, I was on Lake Toba, unless my computer has spell checked that into something else. Autocorrect, didn't it? Spell checked. Come on. My mind's still on word 95. In Indonesia, there wasn't another person in sight and the landscape was stunning. Now, when you listen to this is me talking now. When you listen to this, I want you to try and picture being like where she's saying, do you know? I caught myself again. That was better than the last one as well. This is the way to do it. I'm going to overcome. Anyway, so I want you to picture where she was. And it's, I'd stop myself again then before I said it. I didn't even need to say it anyway. So yeah, that's what I mean. I was going to say, that's just trying to get around it. Okay. She continues, that song popped into my head along with the most incredible feeling of freedom. Rode along singing it to myself at full volume. Good times. It's held a place in my heart ever since. Okay, let's have a listen. Have you got that in your brain? Let's have a listen to it. This is Wide Open Space by Man's Son. There you go. Wide Open Space by Man's Son. Very 90s. Very 90s. Singer reminds me of Jeff Buckley, like the way he effortlessly slips into falsetto. I stopped myself again. Okay. Effortless. Oh, come on. We can do this. Effortlessly. That's hard to say with a British accent, but you don't even say tease. Slips into falsetto. That's cool. I like it. I was a bit dubious at the start with the atonal kind of hammer-ons, you know? Okay, I need a, yeah, never mind. Yeah, but, yeah, good. Yeah, not necessarily my type of thing, but I can see how, like, in that space that may or may not be wide open, I could see that being really cool, really cool. So thank you for that. Awesome. Next one is from JC Jewel 88. Now, plain and simple, my recommendation recommended, my recommended travel song is Milkman by Bully. Right, let's do this. Man, that band has a new fan. It's the Old Age Lizzle. That is, Matt, I've been looking for a kind of punk rock, pop punk, that type of punky vibe band with a female singer for a long time. Because there are a few. Like, there's, bear with me. Oh, what's that one called? Old school, 90s. She had short red hair, pink hair for a bit. What they called? They had his uncle take the reins. Tsunami Bomb. He got there. Tsunami Bomb are so good. In fact, let's just have a little bit of a listen to Tsunami Bomb, shall we? This is let's go with Death on a Funeral Day. Dawn on a Funeral Day. This is Dawn on a Funeral Day by Tsunami Bomb, one of Hayden Lee's favorite female fronted punk bands. Absolutely love that tune. And just because, you know, it's my show, I'm going to do another one. And this is not even travel anymore. It's just female fronted punk bands. Right. This is not a female fronted band. It's a band. I'm doing this quickly because not too many people care. So this is not a female fronted band. No Effects. Everyone that's into punk knows them. And they did a song on Punk and Drublet called, what was it called? Laurie Myers. And I've mentioned it before. See, it is relevant. I've mentioned it before about my perfect girl. She will sing like this because this is just brilliant. Oh man, I love it. I love it. Listen to this, man. Listen to this and tell me it's not the coolest singing you've ever heard. This is Laurie Myers by NoFX. Love it. Okay, let's get back to travel, shall we? Right then, this next one is from Connor Reese. You could hear me say, go to he and then they and then just not do it all. Have you ever listened to The War on Drugs? No, I have not. They are so good. Their album Deeper Understanding is one of my favorite albums to listen to on road trips. They are seriously so good. I think you would like them. Connor Reese really likes The War on Drugs. Let's have a listen. I'll pick whatever song Apple tells me. Other streaming services are available. Let's have a listen. This is The War on Drugs. In fact, I've got to pick a song, haven't I? Hold on. I'll do it, and then I'll tell you what song it was after. All right. This is the war on drugs. Man, I just completely zoned out. Listen to that. Red Eyes by The War on Drugs. I zoned out, man. I almost listened to the whole song. Yeah, it reminds me in parts of The Cure, like with the synth in the background. It reminds me a lot of The Cure in that sense, but it also reminds me of Ryan Adams. How good is Ryan Adams? Not Brian, although he's good too, but Ryan Adams, man. Yeah, that's War on Drugs. Man, I need to check all of this out, man. I've got so much to check out after this episode. Wicked. I hope you guys are checking these out too, man. You guys have got to check these out. Red Eyes was the one I listened to and the one you just heard. It looks like they've got quite a few tracks and quite a few albums since 2008 until last year. War on Drugs. And obviously Connor Reese is probably going, you listened to the wrong song. I'll listen to them all, man. Don't you worry. So if you like the sound of that, take a listen to them. Let's move on to the next, shall we? This is from Stanley_Spice. Yes, what a guy. He says, he's got a few. Travel music for Hayden. That's me. Okay. Chuck Reagan, Nomad by Fate. I see what you're doing here. Let's have a listen to Chuck. I've closed the thing now. Chuck Reagan, Nomad by Fate. Let's have a listen. I can say where I'm from. How
to Texas sun. Some I say, no man by faith. Temple from the road, I'd have to be important.
That's very cool. Not necessarily my thing. I'm not a big fan of the Celtic kind of folk thing with the violins and the two four rhythm. Not a huge fan of it, but Nomad by Fate, I didn't listen much to the lyrics. I'm really bad at this. I didn't listen to much to the lyrics, but I assume they're great. Nomad by Fate, they've got to be. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll check that out more. I will. That's a promise from me to you. Next one, Revival Tour, and he says all of it. I assume that's not a song. I assume it just means all of it. So let's have a listen. This is a Revival Tour. I'll tell you what song after I choose one. Okay, so it turns out the Revival Tour is an album featuring various artists. The one you just heard was Goodnight Irene by Brian Fallon. I think the only name, apart from Chuck Reagan, who we just listened to, the only name I recognized, because he is the singer of the Gaslight Anthem, if I'm not mistaken. Certainly sounds like him. Yeah, there we go. Bit of travel music for you. That, I could see myself, that's not a walking along the street in Bogota type of song. Stop myself again. That is, what's that? If you listen to that, what are you imagining? For me, it's, let's see, maybe camping, maybe on the bike, no, on a bicycle, going through some fields with people you just met, going towards where you're going to camp. For some reason, that's what's in my head. Fields and bicycling, even though I never bicycle. Yeah, I can imagine that. That's cool. Stanley continues. He's got a few more for us. Death Cab for Cutie. I remember that from college. Transatlanticism. Always had trouble with that. Let's have a listen. Man, that's on top of a mountain, isn't it? That's where you are. You're on top of a mountain, or you're in the sea, just floating away. That's where you are. That took me back as well. That's awesome. That is, yeah. You guys, check that out. Check that song out. Transatlanticism, Death Cab for Cutie, or Cutie, if you want the tea. Next one from Stanley is Postal Service. Such Great Heights. He does have the Gaslight Anthem there, all of it. I agree. But I've got a few more to get through, and I don't want to lose, you know what I mean? Gaslight are great. We heard Brian before. Next one is, as I said, the Postal Service, Such Great Heights. Let's take a listen. Imagine, when you listen to this, where are you and what are you doing? For me, that is nighttime walking through a city. That's what that is for me. That's not, for some reason, it's nighttime. I don't know. Maybe it's the synth in it, but nighttime walking through a city. I can imagine listening to that. Feel good as well. I like that. Nice. And the final one from Stanley. Thank you for all these, man. Badass taste in music. Final one. This just shows how badass it is Sigur Rós. Oh. A favorite. I'd recommend checking out all of Sigur Rós. And I could never say, oh, you know, if someone's like, oh, what song should I check out from Sigur Rós? I go, all of them. And so Stanley has given us a song to check out. He has gone with the song Vaca, which in Portuguese means cow. Man, there's no better band. There really isn't. Like, I just totally zoned out listening to that for a good while. Man, that's so good. It's so good. And I don't know how to say his name. I'm just going to say Jonesy. That's not how you say it. That's how it's spelt. Jonesy, the lead guy. He's so good, man. Tell you what, that's a great album as well. All the songs are untitled, even though they're kind of titled. So I'm going to put on another song from that album. From This Is a Choice of Myself. This is, you'll like this, this is funny. So this is the fourth track on that album, on an untitled track, which does have a name beginning with N, but I won't say it because I don't know how to say it. And if you listen to this, right, and then go back to, okay, so series one, season one, or season two, maybe, one of the seasons, we're out on Dr. Paul. Out on Dr. Paul, and he brought on a story about Greenland, right? Greenland. And I was doing the scores back then, because we did scores to the stories, you know, and I was doing them back, it must have been season one. I was doing the scores back, Paul, oh, I almost had it. And I wrote this score, did it on the old guitar and, you know, put on some drums and, you know, a little bit of timpani. And I started, and I made this, I was like, this is a really good song. Where have I got this inspiration from? This is really, really nice. I really like it. Turns out, right, if you take a listen to it, all I'd done is completely ripped off this song. I didn't know at the time. Honestly, I didn't know at the time. And then I was listening to it. Hold on, I ripped it off. So yeah, if you want, go take a listen to that one with Dr. Paul. Is it even Paul? I think it is. Dr. Paul, the Greenland story, is just ripped off from this completely. So anyway, this is Untitled 4 from that same album, which also doesn't have a title, from Sigur Rós. Man, couldn't you just listen to Sigur Rós forever? Oh, it's the best. It is the best, man. They're so good. I'd recommend, if you want to get into them, like if you want a beginner, that kind of a beginner way into them, because I imagine now you're thinking, wow, that is the best band in the world. I'd get an hour and a half, or maybe even an hour, kind of to yourself, where you can do, or where you're doing nothing. Right? And maybe lie down in a dark room, something like that. That's what it deserves. Put on some headphones. You need headphones, right? Because everyone's panned and stuff like that. And just listen to it. Because your mind will start to wander and you'll start to think of things. And you can do this when you're traveling as well. It's ideal for that, because you're not in a certain place that you know necessarily. And you could do it when you're walking, you know, go out for a walk wherever you are. And just put on the album. By the way, the album is TAKK, TAKK by Sigur Rós. And just put it on and just listen to it, man, from start to finish, because it will make you think things that you've tried to suppress, likely, and they're in there, and this album will pull it out of you. So it starts off uplifting, right? It starts off quite uplifting. You've got songs like Hoppy Polo, which is, it was on all the adverts, all the commercials, you know, and that's not the first track, but it starts really uplifting. But then somewhere about halfway through, it kind of falls, not in quality, but in tone, it falls and it gets quite melancholy, right? And that's when, because you start off, it lures you in. It goes, hey, you're going to feel good. Listen to this album. And then you're like, hey, and then you're remembering all the good times. You're thinking, man, I should really call my mom. I need to speak to her. You know, you start thinking of all these things. And then from halfway through-ish, these other songs come on. You go, whoa, okay. I haven't thought about that in a while. And oh, man, I should really call him too, because I don't like the way he left it, and I hope he's doing well. And you're thinking all these things, man, and it gets to you, but it's an emotional ride, man. And then at the end, almost the very end, I think it's the last song. This isn't spoilers, by the way. It's fine it will completely go over any perception that you have before listening to it. So I think it's the last song. We're about halfway through, or three quarters of the way through, or something like that. Maybe it's just the last song. But the last song is just, it brings you back up to it just brings you back up, man. It's like it lures you in, it takes you through these depths, and then it just kind of brings you back up and go, right, then go on your way. And then you just changed, man. Oh, dude, seriously, listen to it. TAKK by Sigur Rós. Stanley Spice, thank you for that. This next one, we've got two more left. This next one is from Rodante or Hodanchi, Beltaya or Beltajar or Beltajar in English. I don't know. I'm sorry. Hodanchi, I'm going to go with, if you're Brazilian. Beltaya? Rodante Beltaya? Let's go with that. That's cool. Anyway, you should go by that. Hello, I am Rodante Beltaya. He says, top song suggestion is Follow the Sun by Javier, with an X, Javier? Javier Rudd. I found it best listened to in the early morning walking. See, this is where you've got to put yourself. So imagine this, right? Set yourself up in this situation. I found it best listened to in the early morning walking through a new town or city. Ah, it's a good time. There's something serene and exciting watching a city that's just waking up with that soft sunlight. Yes, I know exactly what you mean. Don't you know what he means? Also great for a solo hike. So let's take a listen, shall we? So we're in a city that you haven't been to before, and you're walking through it in the early morning. You know, that kind of light where it's just coming through, and the air is still a bit cold maybe, and it's like crisp, and you're up really early, so you feel like it's your day. And I've said this before, people are coming into your day. You're not arriving into this. Sorry, guys, I'm a bit late. Sorry about that. It's your day. And people are arriving and go, hello, welcome to my day. So that's where you are. That's where you are. This is Follow the Sun by Javier Rudd.
Follow the sun, and which way the wind blows.
Yes, love that. Yes. That is, you've got the, yeah. That is the perfect place to be. In that song, that or in a, I'm always in a field. I don't know why. That or in a field. Perfect, man. That is really good. Tell you what it reminds me of. I'm really putting a lot of my own music in here. What it reminds me of is, even though it's nothing like it, but it's, for some reason it gave me the feeling of, what was it called? Okay, I'll try and remember it while we're, oh, I almost had it. While we're moving forward. Ah, heartbeats. By, oh, that's totally it. I'm searching for it. Jose Gonzalez. Oh, he's so good. I was talking about myself then for remembering. Is it called Heartbeat? Heartbeats, plural. That a lot of you will have heard this before, but maybe not even for years, because there's another one that was on adverts. Why do I like so much advert music? This is Heartbeats by Jose Gonzalez.
To call for a hatch of
totally zoned out with that as well. Man, I tell you what, this is taking me through an emotional rollercoaster, man, seriously. And I'll tell you why it's particularly important on this day after we do this music thing, man. But that takes me back to when I was, when I was living in Melbourne. And I was living in Melbourne and I was with the girl that I've talked about before. And we were kind of building a life there and whatnot. And it just took me back there, man. That's crazy. Let's move on. Bottle it up, this next one. He continues, Hodanchi or Rodante. Hello, cat. Do you ever feel like cats can sense emotion? Hello, cat. I appreciate that. He says, the remix by Alex Cruz is actually very good as well, he says. Maybe even better. Listen to both and let me know what you think. So let's do that. This is the remix of Follow the Sun by Alex Cruz.
For everyone. A brand new moon, a brand new sun.
That is good. I can really see the, what's it called? The city, you know, your city thing there. Because the other one I was thinking fields and mountains. I was thinking city as well. Awesome. That one I'm feeling more city. Maybe it's the beat because, you know, cities have beats and tempos, etc. I like it. I like it a lot. I'd recommend you guys checking more of that out. What was the guy's name? Javier with an X? Javier? I don't know. Rudd, R-U-D-D. This last one is from Jenny Reed, 99. She says, ever listen to... I love how that's just, you know... ever listen to G Love and Special Sauce? Now, now, what I've done here is I've written this down without reading it, kind of particularly, without kind of taking it in. And looking at it now, ever listen to G Love and Special Sauce? It doesn't sound like a band name. It sounds a bit... G Love and Special Sauce. Let's do this. Let's see if it's a band. If it is, I'll play a song and I'll tell you what it is afterwards. Please be a band. It was a band. Well, it wasn't a band. It was a geezer. I think it's a band as well. Awesome. Really, really cool, man. Super cool. As you've just heard, that was This Ain't Living. This Ain't Living. Badass, man. Really good. I'm going to check some more of that out as well. I love 90s stuff. I assume that was 90s. Love 90s stuff, so I'm going to check out more of that, man. And it reminded me of a band that, As Your Travellers, you may have heard of, because all travellers have heard of them. They're from Melbourne. They're a band called... Yeah, it's the Cat Empire. Everyone knows the Cat Empire. If you don't, prepare to have your world changed. The Cat Empire, they're a band that almost write their albums specifically for travel, right? So you'll have... Hold on, I'm going to search for this while I'm talking, right? The Cat Empire are a band from Australia. I've seen them live twice now, and they're so good live. It's absolutely ridiculous. So they'll have songs that are Greek, but they won't sing in Greek. They'll be singing Aussie accents. They'll have Aussie songs, Greek songs, Cuban salsa, Brazilian samba. Absolutely ridiculous. So hold on. So their first, I think it was their first album, which is self-titled, The Cat Empire. So it has stuff like this. Days Like These is a classic. You should definitely check that out. If you're in the younger demographic, then I found that Days Like These, everyone loves it when they're younger. Don't know what it is, but it's just that type of tune. Bit of a weird thing to do it by age. Bit weird. But Hello is good. The Chariot, awesome. The Rhythm. Oh, if you like South America or Spain, listen to The Rhythm. South America more so. The Rhythm is so good, man. Almost said The Rhythm was going to get you. That's a Gloria Estefan reference. Let's not do that. Yeah. And I'll tell you what I'll play for you. Oh man, they're so good. I want to play all of them. Okay. I'm gonna choose a couple. Yeah, because I can be as long as I want. It's fine. So, what should we play? Okay, I'll just play the drop from The Rhythm. So I'll do a couple more after this, obviously. But let's listen to the drop in The Rhythm so you can see what I mean. So I've got two singers. This is one of them. All right, he's kind of more chilled and less Aussie. So this is, I said before, this is The Rhythm. I knew what was what and she snapped to my lips and she kissed and she said, young man, I'll show you some rhythm. Man, how good is that? Seriously. Like when I always listened to all different music, but then I was really into punk rock and stuff like that. But then when I branched out, I can't remember when it was, but I really branched out, listened to a lot of calypso and, you know, salsa and stuff like that. I know this isn't technically true salsa, even though it was recorded in Havana. So that's got to make it kind of authentic. So yeah. Oh man, so good. So let's get on to some more. I'll do two more. Even though, these first two albums, especially the self-titled one and the one called Two Shoes. The first song, Sly, is kind of like a New York, almost like a big beat jazz type of thing. That's the first track in the album. I won't play it though. Have a listen to it. What I am going to play is the car song because this is so Aussie. It's so good. Oh man, I love it. Okay, so this is a bit from the car song. This is the other singer, Harry. This is the car song from The Cat Empire. Yes. How good. Okay. Right. Last one from the Cat Empire, right? Seriously, you guys should check out these albums. this last one. It's this bit that I always show people. I'm that guy, by the way, that goes, oh, you need to listen to this song, but you need to listen to this exact second of this song. Listen to these 2 seconds where they kind of change the key, but not really. That's me. There's like one note in a Beach Boys song that I always get people to listen to. It's I Just Wasn't Made for These Times. And it's like, oh, it's a bit at the end where he's doing the high woos. It's ridiculous. I won't play that, but it is good. By the way, Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. Yes. Is that one of the greatest albums of all time? Probably. Let's go with, this is, what we're doing again? What, who am I? The Cat Empire. That's it. And this is a part in Sol y Sombra, Sun and Shade. Don't speak Spanish, but speak Portuguese. Sol y Sombra. And it says in a Brazilian kind of accent, get to the point. This is the part where it goes from Cuban salsa to Brazilian samba seamlessly. I think it's just after the piano solo or the trumpet solo, one of the solos. Man, this is such a good song. Okay, listen to how they transition from salsa to samba. 2 completely different countries. Let's see how they transition. So good. Let's have a listen. Geniuses, man, geniuses. I could show you every single song on these albums. They've got one, oh, I don't remember what it's called, but is it, I think it's The Night That Never Ends. It's the one on the end of Two Shoes, and they just keep on going faster and faster and faster, and it's Greek, and you can, oh, it's so good. And I think they say, what's that thing that stereotypically Greeks shout? Oppa, there you go. Not even a Greek, that's like loads of people in the world like stereotypically shout that. Anyway. Cat Empire, check that out. Right then, that is, I'll tell you what, that's all of our music we got. That's all of our music we got for the day. So let's get on to some, we still got some questions to get through. Let's go on to some questions. How long have we been? Let's check how long we've been. Hold on. How do I do this? Press that. How long have we been? 50 minutes. That's 50 minutes without the music in. But then I probably, so it's going to be less than that. Anyway, doesn't matter. Right. Everything is creaky here. Right. Okay. What we got? This one is from, oh, we're going back in time here. This one is from Kristin Marshman. Kristin Marshman, German. Just saying German name. There you go. She says, hi, hello. I've only found you, oh, I just stood up then. Oh, see, I can't do it without making a noise. Did you hear my knees crack? Hi, oh, head rush. Man, I'm out of shape. Hi. I've only found you at the Germany episode recently. There you go. I'm German, told you. But I'm not offended. Good. I meant no offense. Right. She says, I enjoy listening to you and hope to keep on following your adventures / stories for a while longer. Just for a while. Oh no, a cat is making noise here. Stop making noise. I'm trying. Do you know what a podcast is, cat? You do. What do you listen to? Joe Rogan. Oh, that's why you're working out. Right, got it. I'm currently in the process of preparing for my first ever round the world trip starting 30th December 2018, ending 30th of March 2019. Nice. Originally, I had planned to travel the world like this when I was 25, but things got sidetracked, as they do. The grand finale of this trip will be my 40th birthday in Vegas. That's the way to do it. So that's how long it took me to finally do this. Wow, yeah. Is that 15 years? Hey, things do come up, man. Things do come up. But as long as you're living proof that as long as we keep it there, we keep it inside ourselves, it'll happen. Because in your head, you are that person that wants to do that. And that'll stay there, man. That'll stay there. And you're living proof that you will do it. So if you listen to this and you're thinking, man, I wanted to travel when I was, you know, when I was a bit younger, maybe a few years ago, I've put it off. And should I still do it? You probably should, yeah. She continues, I'm a content creator. My stories are out there everywhere. Social media, vlogs, a book, and I even recorded my first podcast last week. Topic, minimalist life. Hey, love that. I love, that's 4 O's, sharing my stories and hoping to inspire others to go travel and experience stuff. I'd be honored to come on your podcast. Hey, there you go. And chat about planning a journey like this, especially as I feel you and I might approach something like this totally differently. I'm a planner. Yes, we definitely would. Anyway, get in touch. I'm currently in the Isle of Man, traveling for work to London next week, back then to Bulgaria, back to the Isle of Man, and then back to my current home in Dublin. I love that. There's so many places in for about 6 weeks. So yes. And to all that that I've messaged about season 7, where we're going to feature you guys, basically, I will get back to all of you. I'm terrible, terrible at replying to people. This is good for me, being able to save them and say them all on a weekly basis. This is, well, kind of weekly basis. This is a good way for me, you know, because I'll either reply in 3 seconds or 3 to 6 weeks. So... So yeah, we will chat further. This next one is from Cara.Neary. She says, "Hi Hayden, I was so excited to hear my message on your podcast." Oh good, so thanks for that. "Sorry I didn't say, but I'm actually from Scotland and I am 17 years old. Both you and your mom seem like pretty amazing people, so thanks again and have fun on whatever adventure you embark on next." Well, thank you very much. Thank you. And we recently found out that my mom is 18% Celtic. That's you guys and the Irish. So there you go. I don't know how much I am. Or why it's relevant. Right, this next one is from raw.787. "Hi, Hayden. I listened to..." Do you see how I didn't say he or she? Or, and I just went straight into it. It was good, wasn't it? "Hi, Hayden. I listen to your podcasts, which are inspiring, and would love to travel myself from place to place, but I haven't a clue what to do or how I'm going to afford it. Could you please give advice on both? Keep up the good work." Yes. Okay. There are many ways around this, is a strange way to say it. There are many ways to make this so, as the bloke from Star Trek would say. So you could either work whilst traveling, right? And that's two different things. So, okay, I'll start from the top. You could either save before traveling, right? So the way I think about it is, if you live on a budget, is a weird way to say it, but if you live very within your means, so on 50% of what you earn, if you say you live in England, for example, or the States or wherever, right? In fact, let's have a little look. Tom. Going towards Portmadoc. I'm just checking out your pictures, man. Going towards Portmadoc. I know exactly where that is. That is in Wales. That is in the northwest, obviously, because it's the coast of Wales. Portmadoc. It's where Port Merion is there, which is where they filmed The Prisoner. Why do I have so much information about a random seaside resort in Wales? I don't know. We went there, I think, when I was a kid. Pretty sure. Yeah, well, yeah, I know what it is, so I must have. What was my point? Yeah. So you could work in England or Wales and, you know, cut costs where possible, which is easier said than done, but also easier to do than to say. I think it's easy, man. Like, what do you need in life? Because when you're taking things away from your monthly outgoings, all you've got to think is, I'm not taking things away. I'm just adding on to my next 6 months. The 6 months after this 6 months of me working is going to be me traveling. And I'm going to be walking down the streets of Bogota thinking, man, I wish I had an extra 10 bucks, you know? So it's hard. It's easy to, when you reframe it like that, it's easy to save a bit more, you know, cut down on costs. So you can save for 6 months and maybe travel for 3. 3 months is a long time traveling, man. You can do a lot in 3 months. Or you can save for 6 months, travel for 2 months, travel for 1, whatever, you know? That's a way to do it. But if you want to just go from place to place, then you have to earn money while you're going from place to place or in these places to places. So you could, a lot of people do work where they travel. So in, for example, in Australia, they've got a working holiday visa where if you're English or Welsh, you can go over to Australia if you're below 35 and I think above 18. You can go over there for a year and you can work there. That you can just go to Sydney. I'd rather you go to Melbourne. You can go to Melbourne and you can get a job and work while you're there. You don't even have to work. You know what I mean? You can just work part-time and just live there. You can do whatever you want. And also in that, if you do, I think it's 3 months of agricultural work, so picking fruit and that. I did a bit of that. I did, what was it? Zucchinis. I picked zucchinis, which sounds easy. Not easy. Not nice. You're in a big old field, right? And there's a big it's not a combine harvester, but it's a big tractor. And yeah, and you've got these zucchinis on these plants. I don't know if you know how they grow, but they kind of hang from the middle, and you have to kind of get them off and cut them off. But it's spiky. It's incredibly spiky on those stalks, right? On the plant. And so you're delving your hands in there and you're just getting spiked all over the place. And then because it's wet, all the like shrubs are wet. How is this such sidetracking? Because it's all wet, all your long sleeves, because you're in the sun and you're white as hell. This is not you, me. And your sleeves are getting really wet and they're sodden, shall we say. And then you're delving those arms into, which are still your arms, they're just wet. Get to the point, man, into these spikes. It's not a nice time. It's not a nice time. But if you do 3 months of that, I think it's 3 months, then you can earn yourself another year in Australia. How good's that? How good's that? So, and there's some type of tax loophole as well. It's like you, I think you get all your tax back at the end, or you don't pay tax, but then you, something like that. Anyway. What's my point? Yeah. So you can work where you're at. You can hitchhike to somewhere and then work on someone's farm, or hitchhike to somewhere and whatever skill you have. Like I can paint up a house like a storm. I could hitchhike myself to Germany and just go around the town. Like, hey, need your house painted? Maybe not as weird as that, but if you've got a skill, you can do it. And to go somewhere and work, that is also a way to do it. You can also travel on no money. A lot of people do that. You can get a bicycle, and if you're in England or Wales, you can bicycle all the way to Turkey if you really wanted to. You could go, and you can then through Turkey, and then you can go all into, you can go anywhere you want, provided it's accessible by land. Or you can just get on a ferry. Man, but then that costs. With a bicycle, you can go anywhere you want, and food doesn't cost a lot. So you could even save up like $100. You could go away for a few weeks, man. Or you can hitchhike. There's a lot of options like that. But if you don't want to do it like that, then you could save up and then leave, and then save up and then leave, and then save up and then leave. The next option, or the final option, which I'll do for this, I did do an episode about this. How do you afford to travel? I think it was called something. I'm referencing it a lot. Is a look at the old finances. That's what it was called. The next option is doing location-independent work. If you have a skill that can be done online, for example, I am an audio engineer. If you have a skill that can be done online, even if you can type well, you can transcribe things. Do you know what I mean? Saved it. Even if you type well, which everyone does because it's 2018, you can transcribe things. Go on to Fiverr, right? This is what I'd do. If I can type, and that's all I can do, that's my only skill that I can do on the internet, and I can type, and I can get my speed up, right? But I can type well. Then I'll go on to Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R, double R those, and you say, I am a typeman. I am a typist or a transcriptionist surely a transcribe. If you scribe, you're a scribe. So surely you're a transcribe. Anyway, I'm a transcriptionist and I will transcribe your podcast for $5. Right. And then you build up, you know, you keep doing it. You build up how good you are at it. What's the word? Experience. And then you set up a business, right? Which is a big word for a very little thing. You just say, you know, hold on. What was it? Raw. No, it's gone. It's all gone. Raw. Bear with me. Raw.787 transcription service, right? And then you've already got a list of contacts from the people that you've worked with. You know people in the business of podcasts, i.e. me, right? You can always talk to me about everything, right? And you say, hey man, send me some people that want some transcriptions doing, right? And I'm working with podcasts every single day. So I'll go, yeah, okay, here's three guys. And then you set them up on let's say $25 an episode. Let's say that. And then you do that, you know, a week an episode a week. There you go. And then, so monthly, you got four from each people. So you got three people. That's, oh, come on, Mats. That's $300 a month that you could live on very easily in a place like, I don't know, let's say Bali, something like that. $300 a month, pretty good, pretty good. So that's all it takes. And that's with three people. Say you got 10 people. That's $1,000 a month. That's $1,000 a month just by doing transcriptions each week. You'd spend, I don't know, less than a day doing it a week. It's that easy, man. I know it's that easy, man, is a terrible thing to say, apparently. But And it's because I'm on the other side of it, but it is doable, is what I is what I'm meaning to say. So however that applies to you, you, the collective you, you listening, let me know and do it. And also read the 4-Hour Work Week by Tim Ferriss, because that's basically what I just said. Right then. Okay, we got a few more. This has gone on a long time, hasn't it? We got a few more. This is from Chico Costa. 0-0. Chico Costa. He says, sup, Hayden? Not much. Love your stories, man. You have a gift. Thank you very much. Keep doing podcasts. I'm sure you'll be big. Thank you very much. That's the plan. Going to Brazil, man. I'm hitting the weights. Hitting the weights. Getting big. I was thinking about what you said a few times about being anxious about next stop or next country and not enjoying the present moment. I have a theory about it. He continues, I mean, I also feel this a lot in my life. While I'm traveling or saving money to travel in some random country, what I do when I'm not traveling, people like us and most of your listeners have problem with routines. I'd say that's probably true, yeah. And if you think about it, even when you travel, you can get stuck to a routine. That's true. And that is what we try to skip, thinking that next step slash country or destination is change. And change, it's what keeps ourselves feeling alive. So we get this idea about being cool, what is about to happen. Yeah, yeah. So it's like if we're in a place, yeah, I know exactly what it means. You can get into a routine. If you spend a week in a city, you'll, and then it comes to Monday again or Saturday again, you go out to the same bar, you and I are in a routine. And so you think, okay, I need to move. Because that's change. Change is the opposite of routine. Ergo, I need to change. Yeah, this is a good theory, man. He continues. Where are we? Well, I'm trying every time more to enjoy the present. I know I have this anxious way of living life, but I try to practice myself thinking that I am exactly where I wanted to be. That is a very good way to think about it, man. I like it. Yeah, being in the present moment, it's talked about a lot. You know, live for the now, etc. That is something that's easier said than done. It really is. And yeah, I feel like when all my work is done and I've replied to everyone, which is rare, then I have a feeling of, yeah. And I feel like having to do all the work and all stuff like that before having that feeling maybe isn't living in the present. I don't know. He continues, wish you the best, man. Keep on the podcast. I love the ideas for next season. Two ways. First, people like to hear you. And second, keep the topics about traveling alive. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's so many stuff you could go. Money expenses and ways to get it. Oh, I just talked about that. Like me. Currently, I'm in Denmark picking fruit. Oh, this ties together so well. I'm in Denmark picking fruit for my next South and Central America trip. And I also have been in London working as a chef. People need to be creative, save money in richer countries and spend it in cheaper ones. Yeah, that's good. That is good, man. So go travel to, like you said, well, Denmark is it. Wow. Okay, yeah. Denmark is a very expensive country. So go to Denmark and work there and then take your Danish kroner? Kroner? I think. Kroner? Take your Danish kroner to Bogota, which I've been continually referencing. And yeah, it'll go further. That's a great call, man. Great call. So yeah, I like that. That's a fantastic message. He continues. Obrigado, amigo. Um abraço. Te vejo na América do Sul. That means, thank you, friend. A hug. See you in South America. Yes, you will. You will. Come to Brazil. I say come to Brazil, I'm not even there yet. Yeah. Thank you, man. Excuse my accent, by the way, fellas. All you Brazilian fellas. I originally learned in a what's it called? Rural São Paulo accent. So like, what's it called? Interior. So I'd say like, you know, I don't know what you'd say. Can't think of words now. You'd say like, Porta Verde with a heavy R, the green door. Porta Verde. Ah, verdade, you know, but I'm trying to get more of a, oh, for the last hour long, I've been trying to get more of a Carioca accent, a Rio accent. So it's like, ah, you know, what would they say? Porta Verde, you know, real Carioca, he says in an English accent. Carioca de verdade, verdade. Oh, I cracked myself up. Right, this next one. Oh, this is a longie. Okay. is from Scarwood One. What's cracking, Lee? Tell you what, all done. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pause this and then read this. And then, because I have a hunch. Right, bear with me. Okay, I'm back. My hunch was right. So I was skipping through a bit and I was thinking, man, this needs to be told rather than by me going on tangents and talking about random stuff. So Scarwood One, come on the show. Come on the show, man. You have a lot to say. I mean that in a good way. You have a lot to say and I want to talk to you about it because that is awesome. Ah, bit of a teaser, is that? Bit of a teaser. Scarwood One, come on the show. Okay, few more. Oh, quite a lot more. Let's go. Okay. It's going to be a longie, this is. I was off last week, so come on. Okay, this next one is from friend of the show, the legend that is Stan Danley. Dan Stanley, Stan Danley. Lee, Dan, Stan, Stan. Lee, Dan, Stan, Lee. He says, show question, what kind of backpack do you use and what kind of saddlebags does Gloria use? I love that it's her using them. That's brilliant. Okay, so saddlebags. I had some. I actually had some cheapo ones. They're like imitation leather, and they just throw over the or under the saddle rather. And yeah, they were cheaper ones. Oxide they were, because they had the whole set with the bag on the back that holds the tent and stuff, and then the tool roll at the front, and then a random cylinder, which I didn't think I'd need, but I did. Oxide they were, is relatively cheap. And what I did was, because they're not waterproof, what I did was I was near Gibraltar in Spain and I waterproofed them. I got some material. It was like some waterproof kind of plastic. And I spent the whole day listening to 70s music and just waterproofing these just with Gorilla tape and this random thing. And that, I tell you what, I think about that day a lot. That was such a good day. That is how I want to spend my days, man. I was on the beach. That was it. Because I was camping next to this kind of abandoned building. And I was like a stone's throw from the beach. And you could see the Rock of Gibraltar. I was in southern Spain, you know. And I just spent the day. It was a glorious day. I just spent the day waterproofing my bikes, things. It was amazing, man. I loved it. Anyway, what kind of backpack do I use? I use a Riot bag. R-I-U-T, Revolution in User Thinking, it stands for. And it's awesome. An R15 is the one I use. So they open from the back. All the zips are on the back. So if you're on the tube in London, if you're on the subway in New York, if you're wherever, right, and you've got a normal backpack on, the person behind you can get into it better than you can at that moment, right? So this isn't a sponsor of the show, even though I'd happily have them. And that's one of the few companies, actually, I'd be happy to have as a sponsor. And yeah, so the zips are on the back, which is awesome. And it's a clamshell open, so you don't have to delve your hand in there, you know. It's 15 litres, which is enough to hold literally all of everything I own in the world, apart from the bike, fits in this 15 litre bag. But if 15 litres isn't enough for you, then, or maybe it is, or maybe you'll slim down to that, then they do an X25, which is I think it's a 10 or a 15 litre. I think it's a 15, but then you can turn it into a 25 by unclipping this thing and then doing something. And it turns into a 25. And it's still small enough to go on hand luggage in planes. So Riot Bag, R-I-U-T, I think .co.uk, Riot Bag. They're a British company too. The girl's name is Sarah. She's really cool. So yeah, Riot Bag. There's a free advertisement for Riot Bag. There you go. Right. Next one is from... where are we? Oh, I have that. Oh, I have this marked. This was also a music one. This was the G-Love and Special Sauce. So this is Jenny Reed. She says, because I said about me not being funny, which obviously I'm not. She goes, you are funny, just how you think, not when you try to be. That's so true. That's so true. But, right, let me defend myself. She continues, like that bloke Dave that doesn't exist. Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. But let me defend myself here. When I seem like I'm trying to be funny, right? Okay, stay with me. Then what I'm actually doing is saying something that I know isn't funny in a dry way so that makes it fun. No, I'm not funny. Okay, you've got it. You're right. This one is from Davey_. He says, there are actually three Ys as well. How you going, mate? Really appreciated the question being read out. You didn't even remotely answer it.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's what I do. Come on, you must have known this before before writing the question in. This is what happens, man. He continues, but the long-winded tangents were good enough that I didn't especially mind. Cool. Sorry about that, man. Come on. I am now very much back from the internship in Ghana and am continuing to study physiotherapy in Amsterdam. I'd be happy to share travel stories from Ghana, including the classic phone being dead, no ATMs working, not a clue where I am, no one speaks English type of thing. There is a spoiler, but I won't say it. Or even give some advice to people wanting to study abroad. That's another way to get abroad. I would be happy to talk on the podcast. So here we go. And just as happy to listen to someone else tell some of their travel stories. Really enjoy the podcast. You are a savior when I am delivering Uber Eats. Does England have Uber Eats now? No way. Oh, it's probably just London, isn't it? Everything's just London. That's cool, man. I appreciate that. And yes, let's sort it out. I will at some point. I'll probably do it in the next week, actually. I'll reach out to everyone that's reached out and we'll get it all sorted and we'll get you guys on the show. If you want to be on season 7, if you have some travel stories to tell, if you want to talk about travel, if you've been traveling in the past but not for years, or if whatever, then let me know and we'll get you on the show and we'll be good to go. Oh, knocking stuff over. Yeah, so let me know and we'll get you on the show. Instagram. You know, I need to tell you where to. Instagram at Backpack Digital or Hayden Lee Mail, HAYDENLEE. Forgot how to spell my own name. MAIL at gmail.com. Yeah. Get in touch. This next one, we've got a few left, guys. We've got a few left. Let's get to them. All right. But this next one is from Arjun Arg. Oh, I remember. This is the, can I say badass? Yeah, I can say badass, can't I? Without getting kicked off of the podcast app. I'm going to say it anyway. This was the badass message that I read out. He says, hey Lee, thanks a ton for the shout out on your last episode. It put the biggest smile on my face. Man, I love that. By the way, it's been 12 days since your last episode, just a soft reminder. Yeah, man, thanks. Thanks for that. But here I am with a ridiculously long episode. How many people are still listening now, by the way? Thank you. Thank you for still listening to all the way through this. This is awesome. All right. This next one is from Cara.r.k. She says, hey, Aiden, we're friends on Facebook. Are we? I never use Facebook, I'm sorry. But I wanted to ask you this here because I'd love to hear your incredibly long-winded response on the podcast. I can see a theme coming on here. I've started listening again lately. Listen again. Did you stop listening? And you cracking yourself up consistently makes me laugh out loud, aside from the also top-notch content. Well, thank you very much. I like that. I also like cracking myself up. Even though I'm not funny, we've established this. First, I'm booking a one-way flight. I love this already. I'm booking a one-way flight soon to begin that year of travel, leaving August next year. Part of me wants to start somewhere I've never been before and not touch Western Europe until late in, since I've spent some time there. What can't I read? In fact, she says, I may just put this decision full on you. Ah, here we go. Where should I start? No pressure, but my life is in your hands. Okay, so let's see. Okay, a year of travel, leaving August. Okay, I've got some info. August, so you want to be Northern Hemisphere. You want to take advantage of August. Tell you what, I might go to, it's not Western Europe, it's Scandinavia. I'd go to Norway because I've heard very good things. I've been there, but not really. But I've heard very good things. That August, good time to go. Good time to go. June, July, August, that type of thing. I'd go to Norway and I'd see what's there. Norwegian things. I'd see what's there. That's probably where I'd start. Let's go with Norway. Let's go with that. Because people keep telling me to go there. So you should go there. That's how we do this. All right. Second question. I'd love to camp as much as possible. Ah, there you go. Norway, it's free to camp anywhere you like. Anywhere. Wild camp. I'd love to camp as much as possible, but I can't even begin to fathom what I would look like to travel with camping gear, namely a tent or sleeping bag. I don't plan to travel by car or motorcycle, so any idea helps. Okay, this is something I've never done. And let me see. You can get tents that... I'll tell you what, actually. My tent is really, like, what's the word? Compact when it's packed down. It is a Aravis something. Coleman. This is just by memory of looking at it. Coleman Aravis something. So you go. It's a two-manner. And it packs down because I wanted to get one that would fit in the side saddlebag. So it's like one of the smallest and lightest you can get for a two-manner, and it's still decent. So I'd recommend checking that out. That's not too heavy. You could, you know, if you strap that on the bottom of a bag, that wouldn't be too bad. And then a sleeping bag is strapped to the top. Obviously, for weight distribution, you can get small sleeping bags too. And if you plan it so you're not in the cold, you'd be all right. It could be done. I've never done it. If you guys have traveled with camping gear, in fact, Linus did. His tent was actually fairly large and he had one of those big old bags. But yeah, if you guys have done that and you've got some hacks, then let me and Cara know. And yeah, we'll get on that. But yeah, I would say try and find ultralight is the word you want to Google, ultralight, because that's kind of what they're known as. So if you go with an ultralight tent and maybe an ultralight sleeping bag, but if you're going to like skimp on one of them, I'd skimp on the tent rather than the sleeping bag, because you want, like, depending on when you're traveling, you could want a four season. I've got a three season and it's really small, but it might get a bit cold. So yeah, put that up to the listeners. What do you guys think? How do you travel with a tent? Are there any hacks? She continues, keep up the good, sensible nonsense. Hey, you've got something good here. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let's go. We've got three more. Let's do this. We can do this. This is from CK_cuts. Love your podcast, man. Thank you. Sending good vibes from the States. Taking my first completely solo trip in about a week. Spain and Italy. Oh, good countries, man. Great choice. Just wanted to say thanks for helping me get more inspired for solo travel. Man, that's what keeps me going. It really is. The fact that, like, you guys listen, first off, right? Listen to this, me just, you, if you listen to this, you've made it, however long this episode is, you've made it all this way through. Amazing, right? Or you must just be doing something and you're trying to pass the time. But so the fact that you listen and then it can help your thoughts. And then from those thoughts that I've helped in some way, you then do actions based on those. This is amazing. I love it. So thank you, man. That is really kind of you to say. And when you're finished with your travel, get on the show. All right. This is from Alex David Pryor. He says, short and sweet, when you're in Rio, I am in Rio from January, potentially, until June-ish, potentially. So I'm thinking of Rio because I love Rio, but I'm also thinking of São Paulo because I've not been. And so I don't know. I might spend a month in São Paulo and then go to Rio. Or the other way around, or whatever. I don't know. But yeah, I'll be in Brazil from January-ish to June-ish. Let's hang out. If any of you guys are there, let's hang out. Let's definitely hang out. Or if any of you guys are thinking about going there, go there and we'll hang out. I'll get a place with a spare room as well. So come and crash. It'd be cool. All right, last one. This is from SteveWill814. He says, hey man. I'm a traveler and fan, currently living and teaching in Chile. That's another way to do it. That's a skill that Steve, I imagine, or Will. Steve, there you go. That's a skill that Steve had, and he's taken it to Chile, unless he's from Chile. So whatever skill you have, you can go and do it elsewhere. People still want that skill. You don't have to be where you are. And you can just go live in a place like Chile and you go, and it's everything's different and everything's cool and you feel like you're traveling because you are. You can just go do that. And then when you finish there, I'll go teach in wherever, Uganda. I'll go teach wherever, you know? So that's awesome. And Steve, thank you. He continues, I'm also an amateur writer and I'd like to send you a story if you got the time for it. Yeah, man. Hell yeah. Yeah, definitely. Send it on through. Actually, I don't have a lot of time, to be honest. I'm spending a good, 9 hours a day on the brush with my brother, and then doing stuff in the evening on the business. I don't have too much time, but I will at some point have time, and I want to read that story. So yes, definitely, 100%, send it through, and yeah, we'll go from there. But yeah, awesome. Okay, that's the end of the questions. Whew. I've had no caffeine. I've had no caffeine. Don't I sound like I've had caffeine? Anyway, so tomorrow, and this is I've referenced this earlier on, but tomorrow, what I'm doing is, if you go back to season one and you listen to one of the, it was like Hayden's travel tips, right? And it was about dealing with a breakup or something like that, right? And I mentioned in that episode that many years ago, how many years ago was it? I mean, 2015, something like that. Well, not how many years ago then. Broke up with a girl, split up with her, right? And that was in Australia. And since then, we were together for 4 years. Not that long in the grand scheme of things, but long in the not grand scheme of things. So I split up with her. And then over the last however long it's been, 3 years, something like that, it's like I've been kind of coming to the conclusion that, not that I believe that there's someone for everyone. Obviously, that's actually, there's someone for everyone is one that works, but there's another phrase, you know, the what's it called? Soulmate. There's one out there, you know, not that I believe in that, but I've kind of been coming to the conclusion that I haven't met a girl that is better than her as a person, as a girlfriend, as a partner of mine. And so I've been thinking about this for a long time. And so what do you do? You know, what do you do? I haven't talked to her in years. So what do you do? So what I'm going to do is, and this is what the Hayden Lee show is going to be like, but not me talking like this, but just stuff about what's going on in my brain. So anyway, so what I'm going to do is, tomorrow, she lives in Nottingham in England. So what I'm going to do, I've said that a lot. What I'm going to do is go there, because a band that I think only me and her in the world enjoy, a band called Vixen. Some of you might enjoy them. They're from the 80s. And they're a female kind of glam metal band, or more glam rock. And they're really good. And they're playing in Nottingham tomorrow. So I am going to ride to Nottingham, and I'm going to hang out in town, and I'm going to go to that gig. And I'm leaving it up to, this isn't like me, but I'm leaving it up to the universe. If something's, I also don't believe in meant to be, but if something's, I'm using a lot of things I don't believe in. If it's meant to be, then I'll be there, she'll be there, and whatever. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going there, and we'll see what happens. I'll let you all know how it goes. I imagine it'll just be boring, like, wasn't there. And then there's still this lack of closure in my brain. So I'll let you know, I guess. Anyway, next week, what will I be doing next week? Have we got anything special planned for next week? Have we got any show topics next week? Don't know whether we have. Next week, we'll see what happens. There'll be an episode next week. There you go. Thank you for listening to this episode, which was incredibly long, but had some great music in. Man, go check out all those bands. I might put them in the show notes if I remember. Go check out all those bands and enjoy. And tell me if you want to come on the show for season 7. And thank you again for listening. I love it. I would do this if one person listened. That's, you know what I mean? Oh, I said it again. I'd do this if one person, the fact that there are literally thousands of you, like, that's ridiculous. I would still do it if there's one, though. That doesn't mean I don't want you here. Don't leave. Leave if you want. If you want to leave, leave. Go. See if I care. No caffeine. Okay, right. Thank you again for listening, and I'll speak to you guys next week.